Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 2:03. Here on this Christmas Eve afternoon, it's JJ John Jastrzemski. Guiding you through the next 4 hours. We're right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. How about this tag team today? Legendary stuff. My poker compadre, Paul Rosenberg. The iconic Dove Kramer. There on the other side of the glass, you got Marco Belletti, the Italian Stallion. He's in the house. He's got your updates every hour, and we're with you up until 6 o'clock. Guys, I believe it is Richard Neer, right? There we go. I got it right. Richard Neer coming up at 6. Where else? The Fan right here in New York City. And let's just say we learned a hard lesson Monday night. Never, ever, ever will we trust Kirk Cousins in a primetime game. And more specifically, never, ever, ever will we trust Kirk Cousins in a Monday night game. And we'll get into what the Packer win means for the Vikings, the Packers, the NFC playoff picture, all that good stuff. And I basically was expecting to come in here going through the ins and outs of the playoff picture. And I was about to go through this hit piece that I'm seeing here in the Daily News regarding Adam Gase and the New York Jets. But all of that gets put on the back burner. Because as I get into my car, as I am driving into the studios, you get news from Marco as he's shooting the breeze with Joe B about one Dellin Betances. And let's just say if you're a New York Mets fan, driving around, running errands, maybe picking up some seafood, maybe picking up a last-minute gift, maybe just enjoying the day, whatever the case may be, you got the sort of news that is going to put a big fat smile on your face as we find out that Dellin Betances, the former All-Star reliever of the New York Yankees, is going to be staying here in New York and will now cross town. And his home stadium will not be in the Bronx. The home stadium will be in Queens, as he is now a member of the New York Mets. And there are two ways to look at this big deal, big story. One, from a Mets perspective. Much needed. What was the Achilles heel, without question, of the 2019 New York Mets? The inability to hold the lead. The bullpen not being deep enough. Now you go get a guy when he is right. He's one of the premier relievers in all Major League Baseball. The stuff is electric. He's proven he can do it. Now, he has not proven quite yet that he can be a closer. So that element will be interesting to watch, how Carlos Beltran, his buddy from when he played with the New York Yankees, is going to handle him. But there's always this question. Anytime you get a reliever coming into New York, putting on that Yankee or that Met uniform, well, how exactly are they going to handle the pressure, the bright lights, the stage? A pitch in here where guys like me are talking about you 24-7, 365. Doesn't matter if it's February or August. You're under that pressure cooker. Back pages in the New York papers. You blow one game, boom, your face is everywhere. Some guys are not cut out to handle New York City. They're just not. The media, the scrutiny, the fans, you blow a save, you're going to hear it. Some guys can handle it, others can't. Here's what you know about Dellin Betances. You will not have one question from a Mets standpoint like you did with Edwin Diaz a season ago about, well, is he too soft to handle New York City? Dellin Betances has been there and done that. He has performed at the highest of levels here in New York, wearing a Yankee uniform. The question you're going to have with Betances, the injuries. The Achilles tear at the end of last year. The arm injuries that cost him a good majority of the 2019 season. That, to me, is the issue, if there is one with the Mets. But if you're the New York Mets and Bernie Van Wagenen, this is the sort of reliever I want to bring in because I should be swinging for the fences. Why am I playing it safe on a one-year commitment? What is the big deal if Dellin Betances has more injury trouble? You gave him a one-year contract with an option for the following year. It's not like you're giving him some 3 or 4 year commitment. Last year, they gave Familia a 3-year deal. And the first year of that reunion, he was a total nightmare. When you think about baseball relievers, when you think about guys at the top of their craft and at the top of their game, over the last 5 or 6 years, Dellin Betances is right there. Now you add him to a bullpen that has Seth Lugo, who you believe in. It has Edwin Diaz. The jury's out on whether or not he can handle New York. Positive, negative, you name it. Familia, Wilson, Gusellman. This Met bullpen looks a lot better with Betances being there. And that's why, to me, this is an absolute no-brainer. You bring him in late in games, you expect him to do the job. Yeah, he'll have a couple of games where he loses his strike zone and he's going to walk the ballpark. You have to be willing to accept that. He's not going to be fazed by the stage. He's not going to be fazed by the moment. And think about the other team that was in play for Dellin Betances. It wasn't the New York Yankees, because from every report that you see out there, it seemed like the Yankees had little to no interest in bringing Dellin Betances back. And I'll say, from a Yankee fan standpoint, I totally disagree with their logic. I'm A-okay with the offseason. Listen, they got the guy I wanted to get. Gerrit Cole's under my Christmas tree. I'm okay with that. I'm cool with that. No issues, no problems there. But Dellin Betances had proven it in New York. He'd proven it as a New York Yankee. I was hoping he'd be back for 2020. Now he's a part of that Met pen. The other team that was in on him was the Philadelphia Phillies. And we know how good an offseason they have had. From Didi Gregorius to Zach Wheeler to hiring Joe Girardi, who I believe was the choice amongst many Met fans to be the leader and to be the manager over the next few seasons. This is a really good pickup for the Mets. Now you look at their offseason, it feels a lot better. I'm still sad over the fact, if I'm a Met fan, that Zach Wheeler is down in Philadelphia. He's a gamer. He goes deep into ball games. He's been a pro's pro the last 2 years. You somewhat offset that with Rick Porcello coming in. Coming off a terrible year, yes. But a guy who's going to eat innings. A guy who is an every other year type guy. I actually think Porcello can be effective in 2020. You roll the dice on a guy like Michael Wacha, hoping that, for the first time in a long time, he could be effective. But he's somebody you look at as a sixth starter. And if I'm the Mets, I'm not looking to trade a starting pitcher at this point. Unless I am getting the likes of an Arenado or a Mookie Betts or a Francisco Lindor. Like, if you're going in that direction, yeah, sure. I'll trade a starter. Why not? If it's the other way around, and we're just talking about cutting cost, then nonsense. Then it makes absolutely no sense. This is a good day if you're a New York Mets fan. This is exactly the sort of present that you're hoping to unwrap under your Christmas tree. A top-flight, elite-level reliever. Much needed. Now, when you look at the Yankee angle of this, I'm a little perplexed. And I know that the Yankees went all in on Gerrit Cole. Look, you can't fault ownership for that. They went the extra mile. I applaud them for the fact that they got the missing ingredient to their baseball team. I figured they'd look to lengthen that bullpen that much more. They have Aroldis Chapman. They have Zach Britton. The Yankees now, I think, are counting on the fact that two of these three guys are going to be very, very effective. And I'm taking Britton and Chapman out of this because they've been there. They've done that. They're at the top of their game. I'm talking about Adam Ottavino, Tommy Canley, Chad Green. Canley, last year, lights out. 2 years ago, guy was in the minor leagues. Ottavino, as good as he's been in the regular season, he's worn down. So I guess your questions with Ottavino, far more about the postseason where he struggled with the Colorado Rockies and he struggled last year for the New York Yankees. Is it the magnitude of the big stage? Or is it the fact that this guy has just been used way too much and wears down at the end of the regular season? I think it kind of goes both ways, potentially. Chad Green, remember him, beginning of the year, total mess. Sent him down in the minors. Found it, and then was back to being where he needed to be. Well, why do I bring all of these three names up? It's very simple. I bring them up because you don't have Betances now as a safety net in the middle of relief. You want two of those three guys to make sure they were where they need to be. If two or three end up having solid years for the Yankees, you're fine. And here's what you hope. You hope that because of the presence of a guy like Gerrit Cole going out every fifth day, giving you seven-plus innings, dominant starts, the sort of things you would expect from a number one starter, that, dare I say, it's going to take a lot more of the pressure off of the Yankee bullpen. 2020 should not be a year where the Yankees are digging deep, having their relievers time and time again going three, four, five innings at a time. Working with those openers. I mean, the Yankees should be using an opener on occasion at best. Doubleheader, bunch of games in a row. You want to mess around with it then? Be my guest. They should have five quality starters, maybe sixth, depending on how things shake out. Good day for the New York Mets. Can't say it's a bad day from a New York Yankees standpoint because, look, they have the best team, I think, going into the start of the year. They ended up with Gerrit Cole. But as far as a luxury, man, Dellin Betances would have been a nice luxury in that bullpen. For the Mets, a necessity. And it's a good day, a good Christmas. And now you think about how you're going to stack up in this loaded National League East.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.